Good morning, everyone. If it's a good morning to you, great. If it's an evening, good evening. I wanted to connect with you just for a few minutes out of a verse I picked up this morning. It is in January right now, and whenever you listen to it, it's going to be appropriate because the Word of God is alive and well. Whether you listen to it today or 10 years from now, it's the same thing. Praise God. We can always depend on the faithfulness and the continuity of the Word of God. So I am reading in the book of Luke, Luke 8, and something caught my eye the other day, and I began to question the Lord this morning about it. And so I thought, instead of just sitting here questioning God by myself, I thought I would just include you as well and see if we can discover something together. Because as I open my mouth and begin to study and ask the Lord things, He begins to reveal stuff to me, and I want to share it hot off the press with you. Now, this is going to help people. This is going to help you possibly who have issues in your body. Maybe you're not feeling well. Maybe you just have a chronic issue going on. And I could talk about all the immune teachings and things like that. But for some reason, I am pulled to this scripture about how God wants us to handle these things. And I think it's a huge piece that might be missing in some of our lives. So let's take a look at Luke 8. Let's just dive right into it. Luke 8, verse 49 and 50. While he yet spoke, talking about Jesus, there comes one from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." See, earlier they sent word to Jesus that this daughter was sick and she was dying. But Jesus got detained and he was ministering to people as he walked along. So it took him a while to get to this house. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him and said, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Now, I've got to stop here because this is what really grabbed my eye. It says, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." You see, she wasn't made whole yet. This is prior to something happening in our lives. Because later he had to go to the house, and all the people were crying and weeping. And he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but is asleep." And they laughed him to scorn. And he put all of them out of the house and took the little girl's hand and said, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose immediately. This is huge because we're all wanting to be healed. We all want to be well. But the truth is, sometimes when we ask for healing, it doesn't happen in that moment because it's going to happen later. Just like this, we don't know how long it took for him to get to the house to lay hands on her that she gets well. But it was a process. There was a time. There was a timing here. First, you are to fear not, believe only that she will be made whole. You've got to take that same thing for yourself. Fear not, believe only, so that you can be made whole. It says, "so that," so shall, okay? Doesn't say, "right now, be made whole." It says, "so shall." Shall is a process. Shall is a time frame. So we're going to go back to this scripture that says, "fear not." The only thing that can prevent us from being made whole, it says right here, as you don't fear, but only believe. That you will be made whole. So if you're, you know, going through an issue right now and you're thinking, "Oh, you know, I've been praying for this for 5 years. Well, people, I have something I've been going on for 8 years now, and I'm still not completely healed from it. I'm not giving up. I know I shall be made whole. And every day I believe for that. Every day I believe for that. And I'm not fearing the symptoms. See, many people stop their healing because they're looking at the symptoms. "Oh, this hurts. Oh, look at that. What's that? Oh, something's growing on my arm. Oh, this feeling. Oh, this feeling. Oh, this feeling." So you're fearing the feelings. It says completely clear, hot off the press, cut and dry, "fear not." So if you are fearing, what do? You repent. Lord, I'm fearing this symptom. I'm fearing the sickness. I'm fearing what the doctor said. I'm fearing this is never going to go away. I'm fearing that it's too hard. I'm fearing that people are not going to be around me because I'm sick all the time. I'm fear, fear, fear. See, you might not even known you were in fear. You might have just thought, well, this is just what I'm going through and this is how it is. If you really took a look at your heart, begin to ask yourself this question, what am I fearing that's preventing this disease from going away? Remember Job, it says that whatever he feared, the greatest came upon him. So what are you fearing? Are you fearing the future that you're going to get some inherited disease? Are you fearing you're going to get cancer? Are you fearing you're going to have diabetes forever? Are you fearing you're going to do whatever it is you're fearing? It says not to. You can only fear not. Here's the key. You can only fear not when you are filled with the love of God. When you are filled with the love of God, all fear is cast out, including tormenting thoughts. That's what the scriptures say. Fear is the opposite of love. When you are receiving love, you are being complete. Fear can't even find a place in there. The Bible says that perfect love casteth out all fear and torment. So what are you fearing? We've got to stop and ask ourselves this question before the whole year takes off and we're out there fearing a bunch of stuff and we don't even know we're fearing. And then we're having all kinds of issues and wonder why. Where's God? How come God let this happen to me? How come God did this to me? God hasn't done nothing to you. I'm going to be transparent here with you right now. I have arthritis in my both thumbs, on both hands. And it's painful from time to time. And even this morning, as I was brushing my teeth, I could feel it. And I said, Lord, you did not give me arthritis. I did it to myself. See, I am not blaming God for my disease because it is from our own condition of our heart, our own choices, our own demise that we've done this to ourselves. Now, I know that I did a lot of crocheting and it irritated that area. And then, of course, I also know that arthritis is rooted in some sort of bitterness. And so I'm not afraid of this arthritis. I'm asking the Lord, where am I bitter? And he's continuing to purge and cleanse me and purify me all the way down to the core of my soul. I'm not healed from arthritis because every day the Lord's continuing to help me grow deeper in his love and in his forgiveness and getting rid of all bitterness. You know, I noticed something the other day that I had an old characteristic surfaced and I was shocked. I thought, I'm not impatient anymore. Why did I act that way? You see, sometimes some of that stuff that we think we're healed from and delivered from in our nature and character is dormant. And then all of a sudden something comes up. See, God's getting at everything in me. He wants it completely purified. So he's pulling up the old stuff from the bottom of my spirit and bringing it to the surface so that he can get me well. See, it's these things that's keeping me ill, keeping me in a place where I'm not at complete perfect peace. The Lord is keeping me going and growing in these areas, digging down deep into my spirit to pull up that which is there to purify me. Because he knows that these things are causing my demise. So it's a process. It says, you shall be made whole. That shall is where I'm at right now in this arthritis area. Okay? So I'm in the shall place. Don't get upset because you're not healed right now when somebody prays for you. You've got to look at your heart, not just get prayed over, but say, Lord, where am I fearing? Where am I fearing? And it could be something so small. Remember, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So even if you have a little speck of fear, it messes up everything. Fear not will cause you to not be able to believe. That's why it says, fear not, believe only. So the opposite of fearing is believing, isn't it? Fear not, believe only. Complete opposite spectrums. and you shall be made whole. Now, I'm not saying you have to get a whole bunch of faith, because a lot of people say, well, you're still sick because you don't have enough faith. No, everybody's got a measure of faith. We have enough faith as a grain of mustard seed to move a mountain. That is not the problem. Fearing is the problem. If you got rid of your fear, your faith will take off and you will believe. That's what says fear not first. That's why it addresses it first, because that's the first issue you have to look at. Well, I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Go to Luke chapter 8, verse 49 and 50, and ask the Lord for you. What are you fearing? Why am I having a hard time believing in this area that I'm going to be well? See, you're already stopping the healing from coming. It says you have to fear not and believe that you'll be well. And remember that shall is a process of time. Don't give up. Don't stop believing. Don't stop thinking. Don't stop trusting. What else are you going to do? If you start doubting, you got to start all over again. Don't lose the momentum of your faith. And not only that, you're going to have some great blessings come along with you, not just towards this getting well, but you're going to experience relationships. You're going to be restored in many areas. Gifts and blessings and prosperity will come upon you when you continue and not give up. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, there's that time, there's that timing, you shall reap if you do not give up. Well, so let's not have a give up attitude this year, even though it looks like it's never going to happen. Somebody out there is thinking it's never going to happen for me. Well, then it's not. There's your fear speaking. You need to say, Father, forgive me for fearing that it's never going to happen for me. See, that's the truth. That's all you got to do. Just repent for the fear. I remember one year I sat down and wrote down every fear I had, and I had about 35 fears. I didn't even know it until I started looking. So ask the Lord, what are you fearing? Help you to believe so that you shall, in time, be made whole. Well, God bless you this January, and I'm asking the Father to minister truth and life and healing to all your flesh. In Jesus' name, amen.